Alrighty. Well, today is Friday. It's November 6th, 2014, and we are at our very first call of the Certified Coaches in the Strength Strategy Program. I'm Ann Strong. My co-host today is Laura Schreibner. Is that how you say your last name, Laura?
Schneiber. Close. Schneiber.
Schneiber. Laura Schneiber. Right. Yes. And so we are joined today by, why don't you guys each say your name so I don't butcher your last names too. Just go round robin, Terry, Shannon, Nermeen.
Terry Johnson.
Shannon Henriksen.
Nermeen Zachary.
Yay. So the five of us are half of the group of the current certified coaches. And Deanna tells me we're anticipating it to be up to 40 by the beginning of the year. So how exciting is that? So today we are exploring the underlying skill, strength, practice of confident vulnerability. We had a little 17-minute recording that Deanna and I recorded a couple of weeks ago, sort of setting the stage for what confident vulnerability could look like, and we're here today to expand on that. Did everybody who's on the call right now have a chance to listen to that recording?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds unanimous. So let's just jump right in, springboarding from maybe thoughts, ideas that came up with the recordings, ideas that have come up as you've coached people. What's going on for you guys around confident vulnerability? And Laura, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot a little, I would ask you to start.
I think I needed a reminder. So this is a really good reminder for me because it doesn't come naturally. It doesn't seem to come natural for me. So I had to be reminded that when I'm coaching, that I can stop and show my vulnerability and that I don't have to be responsible for the outcome or for necessarily what the next question is. So it was a really good reminder for me. And even how Deanna modeled exactly how you might say to a client, I don't have, you know, I'm not sure where to go next. What do you think is the next thing that you'd like to, or what is the next question that you think needs to be asked? So it was a really good reminder for me. Even though in theory, I know it's important, in practice, I still have some work to implement it.
Thank you, Laura. Who'd like to go next?
I'll go next. This is Terry. I really liked having the reinforcement of the idea, and I, you know, coming off of a week, I guess more like 10 days away from any connection with my strength strategy cohort, it was, I think I sort of thought of it in a broader context than just as when I'm acting as coach, but also in life, just being willing to be real and who we are and knowing that that's enough and knowing that embracing the places where we don't feel strong, because for me, being in a brand new place, not knowing anybody, not knowing my way around, my vulnerability is really high right now. And so it was a wonderful reminder and reinforcement for me this morning. I really liked listening to that call.
Terry, this is Ann. I really appreciate that you brought up the life piece, because also I've been here less than 3 weeks. I get lost with my paper map and with my GPS, and I always find my way. But it's, oh my gosh, talk about vulnerable. And it's like, it's okay. It's great to say, hey, I'm new here. How do I get to, or I thought it was right here and it's not. And there's something so refreshing. Like, I don't know if you look up vulnerable in the dictionary, if it says weak or not, but I sort of have equated vulnerable with weak, and I don't think it's that at all. I think it's, like, more human.
And this is Nermeen.
Go ahead, Nermeen.
I think actually it takes a lot of guts to just be yourself and speak up and say, I don't know. And when you are just yourself and like Terry said, are just real and who you are, it's that, like you reinforced in the recording, that it's an invitation for the other person to just be themselves. And, you know, that everything, again, it's the here's what I am, here's what I'm not, both of them are okay. And when we model it, we invite our clients to also just relax and be themselves.
Yeah, nice. So I don't know why when you were talking, Nermeen, I remembered that it would be nice to sort of formally introduce ourselves via our strengths. Laura, I totally forgot that part. So confident vulnerability. I could just pretend like we were never going to do that. And it's sort of, wow, I get to model confident vulnerability. This is great. I just realized that as I was speaking. So, of course, we want to know each other's strengths, right? So, Laura, was there anything else besides our name and our strengths that we were going to include in our opening?
I think it was just why we felt this topic was important, and maybe how it had affected our lives, which I think we've been doing. So,
sure.
Do you want me to go back and give you my strengths? And then,
yes, please.
Okay.
Let's go with top five for today. How's that?
Okay. So my top five are responsibility, activator, belief, individualization, and developer.
Laura, responsibility, activator, belief, individualization, and developer?
Mm-hmm.
Great, thank you. Who would like to go next?
I can. This is Shannon. Mine's achiever, strategic, input, discipline, and relator.
Shannon, achiever, strategic, input, discipline, and relator?
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Terry or Nermeen?
I can go. This is Terry.
Go ahead.
Strategic, maximizer, self-assurance, relator, and ideation. And I'm very impressed with Shannon. I don't know anyone with discipline, so you're my first.
Cool. So, Terry, strategic, maximizer, self-assurance, relator, and ideation?
Right.
Thank you. Nermeen?
Sure. Mine are adaptability, empathy, maximizer, connectedness, and achiever.
All right. So, Nermeen, adaptability, empathy, maximizer, connectedness, and achiever.
Yeah.
Yay. And I'm Anne. Mine are maximizer, empathy, connectedness, activator, individualization, and because I have individualization, I give you my sixth, which is strategic. So, again, Anne, maximizer, empathy, connectedness, activator, individualization, and strategic. And I wrote all yours down because it's fun for me as I'm listening to you to listen for the strengths. And I'm also noticing we have a lot of strategic. Did anything jump out for anybody else that we have a lot of in this group?
Maximize.
Oh, boy. Got it. Yeah.
And relator.
And relator.
And Terry, this is Nermeen. You're the first person with self-assurance that I've met. So
isn't
look forward
fun?
To learning from you.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
fun to meet someone that has a strength that you haven't really had a lot of experience with. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Laura, shall we move back into the natural flow of the conversation, and that kind of addresses why we're interested in this topic and it seemed like there was another piece about the topic. What was the other piece?
How it's impacted us, or why we have felt that it's important to us. It may be an experience, just like Terry brought up about how it, you know, why it's important to her in her everyday life. How you've seen it show up for you. So those are the kind of questions that we could answer.
Great, thank you. See why it takes two of us to do this call. So Shannon or Nermeen, thoughts?
I could just share that one of the things that I thought was good, I'm a CEO, so I'm usually always have to know the answer. So it's hard for me to not tell the answer, especially with strategic number two. So I guess a good reminder to me in that the viewing of the video was to hold the space for others and to use my relator to do that and have my other strengths maybe take a more listening role instead of a moving forward role.
Nice.
And so I guess reminding myself, you know, when we're in meetings, not to just sit there and dictate the meeting, but to, you know, hold the space so that others share, especially if they're more relationship building and, you know, they don't tend to always want to share, you know. But and that's just an experience that I've had. It's hard to get people to share. And I have input, so I want it. I'm like, tell me. And I feel like I just pull teeth to get it.
Mm-hmm. And so, do you know the strengths of the people you're meeting with generally?
Usually when it's my leadership team, yes.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe your strategic could really go to work on how to draw out feedback from each person depending on their strengths.
Mm-hmm. True. Very true.
Fun. Near me?
And do you, Shannon, I have a follow-up question. Do you think that maybe holding the space will allow or encourage them to come forward more than they have in the past? Do you feel like maybe they don't think there's space for them?
Maybe, you know, because a lot of times there's so many things to go over, so you sit there and just blah, 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 blah. You know, so if you change how you have the space, I think it'll give better opportunity.
Okay.
I know. I'm gonna try it on, what day do I have that meeting? Thursday.
Great.
Laura, you remind me, especially since we both share Activator, I have a tendency to want to jump in really quickly, and somebody taught me early on in my facilitating, Shannon, the most powerful thing you can do is ask for feedback and then be quiet. And, boy, people don't like silence. So if you just wait, it might seem like you've waited 2 hours when you've really waited 12 seconds, but somebody will start. And then if you say, who's next, you know, there's an assumption, and then you wait. So it's amazing. And if somebody gives you feedback but you feel like it's superficial, a really simple thing. So I'm imagining you have more. What else can you share, right? And
right, do the curious question, sure.
Right? And it feels really awkward because we are not used to silence.
No. Thank you. That's a good thought.
Yay. You're totally welcome. Nermeen?
Yeah, this is something that I tried out with my practice client. I was in those moments where, as you know, we've talked many times about how my executing strength would interfere with my relationship building strength. And I, you know, would get caught up in, well, what am I supposed to say next? What am I supposed to ask next? And I learned, and I can't remember if it was specifically from one of the sessions that we had or from a conversation with Beth, but I finally had the, I used this, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to ask you next, or I'm not quite sure where we're supposed to go, and it was received with complete understanding, and it just opened the door for a continuous conversation, and got us over the hump of wherever it was that I was. So I definitely had some practice with this throughout, and I think from when I think of confident vulnerability and where I am now after so gratefully finishing the certification, that I'm more open to talking about what I'm doing now and just kind of putting myself out there with that confident vulnerability that, you know, this is something that I'm passionate about and want to help people with. And, you know, so it's partly also putting yourself out there and being yourself and seeing how it, you know, what happens next.
Thank you, Nermeen. I'm really struck by how important this is and how it's a little bit hard to grasp. And I think it takes so many forms, and I imagine as we continue to coach, we'll find even more forms that show up in the moment. But for me, I'm thinking that the most important thing is sort of slowing down and being aware that, because there are things I really am brilliantly and there are other things that I'm not good at all, to actually be able to state those first to myself, but then also with a client. Something as simple as, sometimes a client will want me to check in with them. They've made a commitment. They're going to send me something next Friday at this time. And I've learned to ask them, well, if I don't receive it, what do you want me to do? Because I had all these assumptions about what I think I should do. And if the client has a responsibility, they say, you'll get it. And that is true 90% of the time. And so I may leave it, okay, I'll get it. And then if for some reason I don't, we'd talk about it next time. But if they don't have responsibility, they often have something else to say, like, well, just email me or send me a text. And I recognize that's a poor use of me. Like, then I feel burdened and I feel like I'm carrying it. So I think it's still important to know what the plan is So I will just let them know if they say that, it's like, yeah, that isn't really the best use of me. And in the past, I would have thought I had to say yes to that because, you know, that's what the client wants, that's what they get. And to me, it just doesn't feel good. But I would have thought that was poor customer service, I guess, for lack of a better word. So I think there's a lot of places it can show up, and like without really realizing, oh, this is kind of a confident vulnerability thing. I'm going to do that poorly if it's time for me to follow up. And I was just reminded of this week because I've been moving. I have a client who wanted to check in with me every single week with written stuff when we're not meeting every week. And 2 weeks went by and I didn't receive anything. And it didn't feel good to me that I was then responsible to do something. So I'll just put that out there for my 2 cents worth, and I would love feedback or input if I've sparked anything for you guys.
Where is responsibility on your list of 34?
Great question.
Number one for me. It's number one for me.
Right? Yes, exactly. So how does that, I'll look mine up while you're telling me how that informs you. Like, why do you ask me that question?
Well, I just wondered because you brought it up and said that it's sort of in your blind spot to be, or that you just didn't feel like you would be able to, you know, having to feel responsible made you feel, you just felt like you couldn't be responsible. So I just wondered if that's truly in your blind spot.
I hear you. Okay, now I understand the question. Yeah, it's number 21. So, right. That's not where I'm going to be first.
Yeah. Laura, this is Nermeen. I'm curious, on the flip side, too, as you were listening to Anne, from your place of responsibility, how would that request of you make you feel, or something that I'll leave it at that.
I would probably feel obligated or feel responsible to meet their need in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my developer would feel like I needed to help them along the path. You know, kind of keep checking in with them, do what I could. So it probably wouldn't be a concept for me to say what Anne said, unless I felt like they were using me as a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, I would say I can't take responsibility for what I think you should take responsibility for. So
I love that.
I'm okay for that. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
And I can see where some people would use you as a crutch, and so that would be important to just state that. I can't take responsibility for what I feel like you really should be responsible for, so I'm going to have to wait until you send me the information.
This is Terry. You're triggering some memory of, for as long as I've been a coach, I've done written recaps for my clients so that they are free to think in the moment and they're not, you know, hurriedly writing notes, because taking notes is really easy for me. And a lot of coaches that I've, you know, I do a peer coaching program, a lot of them don't do that and say that they feel like it's the client's responsibility. So it's really interesting to me as I hear you talk about that, how we hold a request or even an expectation from a client probably depends a lot upon what our strengths are, how we hold it, how we see it. Because it's not a burden to me to do the notes, and it doesn't feel like I'm taking on something that's their responsibility. It just feels like I'm freeing them up. So I find that interesting that two of you had very different views about how that lands.
Well, and I love, Terry, that your way is a third way, and I think the important thing is what you said, it doesn't feel like a burden to you. So I suspect we know we're operating in our strengths when something doesn't feel like a burden. And to me, it felt like a burden because I'm not good at it. It sounds like, Laura, it could feel a burden to you if you felt like it wasn't your responsibility. Is that accurate?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or if I felt like it was deterring them from developing and doing, you know, doing their part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've sort of stumbled onto something really cool. I don't know how it fits with confident vulnerability. Does anybody see something I'm not seeing?
This is Nermeen. I think it, again, it's being open about who we are and what's real and what's important to us. So from your perspective, Anne, it's a burden to have to follow up and, you know, with the client. And it's okay to say that and come up with another way for them to follow through on what they've committed to. And for Laura will have a different approach with her client, as with Terry, as with any of us, around a similar request. I think it comes back to being confidently vulnerable and true to our strengths.
I just think that's incredible. And very eye-opening. It would never have occurred to me before this whole learning around confident vulnerability to say to a client, I wouldn't be very good at that, and that would be a burden to me, because it sounds unprofessional. Whether it sounds unprofessional or not, it's accurate, right? So this is what I am. This is what you can count on me for every single time. This is what I'm not so good at. We should probably find a different way. It's still important that the client gets what they need, but let's find a way that works better.
For both of you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And that allows them the freedom, when you ask something of them, to be able to say, you know what, that doesn't sit right with me. That's not something I'll be able to honor. It gives them the modeling and the freedom to be able to do the same thing with you, which I think will probably cause you guys both to get to interdependence faster if you start working under those circumstances.
And I'm just going to throw this out there. A lot of time with my input, I tend to listen to a conversation for a while, and then different through my strategic things will be going pop, 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 and I'm like, well, why isn't the client doing the assignment in the first place? So
yes.
So maybe that isn't meeting their needs. So maybe the question might be, you know, I noticed that you're not sending me your assignments, which was a request from you. You know, is there something else you need that would work better for you? And then kind of lets you off the hook too.
And you know what, Shannon, I am going to ask my client that. I know the reason is because she has activator and she has a lot of strategic thinking strengths. So we set this up to work for her, and it has worked. Like she would probably say she's gotten 3 times as much completed by having this process in place, but it used to be a once-a-month check-in, and now she wants it weekly, and the weekly hasn't been happening. So when she and I meet next, I'll ask her if there's something else we need to do, because what you're saying, right, we overlooked the most important thing, right? And so we may need to modify or put something completely different in place. And
yeah, who knows?
What's that?
I said, who knows?
Yeah. But I will not, because of this conversation we're having today, I will be able to say to her, you know what? Me staying on top of you every week, if I'm not getting it from you, that's not a good use of me. What else can we do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Shannon, for holding back and listening and stating the obvious.
Well, I don't know that that was just one of the thoughts.
Do you have more you'd like to share?
Well, I mean, just, you know, as you sit and listen to conversations, like I said, sometimes then my strategic starts going, well, what if this and what if that and what if this? Oh. So that, I guess that would be, that's the most obvious one to me at this point.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think if we each took confident vulnerability to the next place for us or a deeper place for us, what's your sense of what that might look like for you?
I think for me, this Laura, that it would cause me to slow down a little bit, like you were saying, and my activator wants to jump in. And so I think what it would mean for me would be kind of tamping down, putting a lid on my activator and allowing the space for that to develop and allowing, holding the space after I am vulnerable with what I can do, then asking for their opinion and waiting and not jumping in and having to have the answer. So I think for me it will mean slowing down, and it will allow me to get more information and pause and probably learn. You know, learn things that I wouldn't normally have learned because I am too close to move to action. So that, I think that's what it will mean for me, which is a good thing.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. There's vulnerability in saying sometimes I move to action too quickly.
Yeah, it has driven me off more than one cliff, believe me.
I do believe you, having activator myself. So who else? What might be next, or what might be a deeper level of confident vulnerability?
This is Terry. I think for me, making relator is number 4 and ideation is number 5 for me. And in my client conversations, ideation is just like an 8-year-old kid saying, oh, I have an idea. if I allow the relationship to take precedence over sharing ideas, I'll be a better coach, and that's a more vulnerable place to just show up and really honor the relationship. And that was the hardest shift, because in my pod, I'd been coaching for 15 years, so I was the most senior coach in my group and already sort of had established some ways of doing things, and really stepping back and allowing the client to come to their own ideas without me leaping in to help them, that was the most challenging part of it for me. So I think as I look at my strengths and I look at being confidently vulnerable in my relationships with my clients, I think honoring the relationship first and letting ideation take a little bit more of a back seat would probably be my stretch for now.
Thank you for sharing that, Terry. I particularly love your description of the 8-year-old. It's very palpable and clear. So who else? What's your next place or deeper place with confident vulnerability?
This is Shannon again. I'm going to, I guess, take the advice of, and I wasn't sure if it was Laura or Anne speaking when they use the word wait sometimes for feedback.
I think we both said it at different times.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, Claire, which my cell phone's not the best here in this situation, but, you know, the slow down and the wait and to hold the space and how we feel just to be open to, I have individualization too a little bit in the top 10. So that sometimes letting that come more forward and my relator as to my, you know, get it done, put it in order, sort it out, you know, those kind of things. So sometimes I have to let some of those middle ones come to play in those situations and hold back some of my more, you know, the stronger things that I have up front.
Beautiful. Thank you, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Nermeen?
Yeah, you know, I think for me it's letting the confidence piece be a little bit louder. And it's easy to, I find my voice gets, or my speech gets, I start talking a little faster and I get a little nervous. And I think slowing down and just being confident in the strengths that I do bring and remembering that it's okay and the ones that I don't. And with just a little bit more confidence to speak openly about where I am. That's the next step for me.
Nice, thank you. And this is Anne. Mine's really similar to what you were just saying, Nermeen, based on what I was telling you about a real client with this check-in every week when we only meet once a month. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have that vulnerable conversation to say, you know what, I asked you what you wanted, you said this is what you wanted, and it doesn't work well for me, and I want to get curious also around, you know, what keeps you from doing what you said you were going to do, and how else we can keep you moving forward that would serve you beautifully and also wouldn't have me doing something that is actually in my blind spot. I really appreciate, Laura, you pointing that out, that me taking responsibility for what the client's up to, not a good use of me. I don't have responsibility in my top five. So if there's a way we can do it through my maximizer empathy connectedness, great. I'm on board. And that's really new to me because I had a judgment in the past that, you know, that wasn't serving the client well. But what serves everybody the best is everybody involved being confidently vulnerable. So as the coach, it's my job to model. So hooray.
I think that was beautifully said, Anne, and that sums it up. I think it sums it up really well, that we all have to be looking for where we're vulnerable and allow it to come forth.
Yeah.
And be proud. If you could be proud of weaknesses, then this is the chance.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
And I think that your client will probably love you all the more for it. So there.
So there. I get that. Thank you for that. Well, let's go around the room and wrap up. And we'll wrap up in a particular way. We actually just did a piece of what we might do in a wrap up of saying what each of us is going to focus on for our next step or our deeper step with confident vulnerability, but let's also do a little bit about what's actually happened here today. So either working with ICU acknowledgments or feed forward. So what might have worked well as we did this today? How did you see somebody's strengths showing up? What might we do differently next time? Because we're co-creating this. You know, this is brand new for me and Laura, and we want it to be the most useful it can be for all of us, you know, just as we've been talking about with confident vulnerability. So, Laura, do you want to start? And so you can use ICU acknowledgments for somebody in particular. You can use feed forward to talk about what we might do differently. And then also let's each say what will be, well, we've already said what we're going to do differently. So let's talk about if there's anything different around a takeaway, you know, a new way you're seeing confident vulnerability or something you want to do that you didn't mention with Deeper, this might be a good time to do that too. Laura, is that clear or is that too much stuff all wrapped together?
Well, I'll take a stab at it. I might not hit everything, but what I've really appreciated in this call is meeting Terry. Terry, I'm so glad you've joined us. And I think that our group was better because you came. And you bringing your 15 years of coaching experience and practice enriched the group. And you sharing how you had to be confident or be vulnerable and sort of change your coaching style helped me to realize that it's okay for me to, in the beginning of my coaching, to feel like, oh gosh, I got to keep reminding myself to be confidently vulnerable. So I appreciate that, Terry. And I appreciate Nermeen for your candidness, for your vulnerability and talking about how you are trying to develop confidence in speaking out about strengths and what you do. And openly sharing what you're all about. I know that's sometimes hard for me too. So I just really appreciated that. I think you've both been a real support to me. And I appreciate everybody who came on the call today. So I am going to remember that confident vulnerability is not only a skill, but it's who I should be all the time and try and show up in my real unadulterated form without makeup and with my warts and show that to people. So if you could see me now, you could see that I'm not wearing makeup. And I'm feeling really good about that. So I think, so that's my takeaway. And for what I think we should get out of these calls is I think today was a good start. And I really want to go over and review these important skills and tools. So I think Deanna will be a good teacher for us as she records these things. So thank you all for coming.
Thank you for that, Laura.
Yeah.
Who would like
you,
to
Laura.
Go next?
This is Shannon, and I'm going to have to drop off because my granddaughter is about to enter the room, so it's going to get loud probably. But I guess I just wanted to say that I appreciate all of the input of everybody on the call today. It always, for me, helps me to have input from others to grow, to be able to use the skills that, you know, we've been taught and to remind me to wait and slow down and pay attention. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for all of you putting input into the call today.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Shannon.
Bye, Shannon. Thank you.
Love to your granddaughter.
I will. I can't wait to pick up. Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Bye, Shannon.
Bye, Shannon. Near me?
Sure. I, first of all, I'm so thrilled and so grateful to you both for taking this on and beginning the community for the graduates. And I'm so happy to reconnect with all of you. I'm so happy to meet Terry. I was telling Laura while we were waiting for others to come on that just the reinforcement of the concepts that we've learned and certainly as we've all learned today, new ideas as we explored, you know, even just a couple of specific scenarios of things going on in our real lives, how much we're all taking away and given a new perspective. This continuous learning and reconnecting with the team that we just really grow to care for throughout the whole certification process is really wonderful for me. And there's also the continuous learning because we need those reminders. Although confident vulnerability was a part of our conversation throughout, it's the core of what we're doing. And we may not have talked about it in very deeply as we approach the end. So it's a concept that it's good. It's good to reinforce. And I am just, I'm so grateful for all of you and the inputs and the efforts for making this happen. So thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you, Nermeen. Terry?
Well, I thank you, the facilitators, and Laura, thank you for your kind words when you were giving your takeaway and your feedback. I appreciate the facilitation. I appreciate the forum for us to reconnect. It was really meaningful for me to reconnect with Strength Strategies group energy. I missed it. I missed it for those 10 days. I so appreciated talking with all of you and hearing ideas and where we all are. And I think the conversation piece out of this call that touched my heart the most was, Nermeen, your willingness to be so vulnerable and talk about wanting to claim more confidence for yourself. That just really went to my heart the moment you said it. I felt the authenticity and the truth of it and how you were just speaking what was really so for you. And I so appreciate you giving us the trust to share that today. So I really do appreciate that. And as far as the feed forward for me, one of the things that I would really like to see us do in these calls is maybe in our opening as we go around the room is for each person to say what it is that they would really like to come away with from the call. Like maybe we have a particular need that we can address for each other. I think that would add to it. But I thought it was a wonderful first call, and I'm really honored that I got to be part of it. So thank you all.
Thank you, and you're welcome. Well, this is Anne. Terry, thank you for that feed forward. That's beautiful. I normally open a call much more consciously than I did today. So I feel this embarrassment, and yet it's so perfect because it's confident vulnerability. I'm such a darn experiential learner. So I love your suggestion. It would be so easy to incorporate that, and it's just great coaching so that if we each state at the beginning what we'd like to come away with, then we naturally do. So I really appreciate you for that. And it's so funny, Terry, because we're all just meeting you for the first time today, and you just feel so much like us. It's lovely. And, of course, you bring your own flavor of us. So I'm so grateful that you're here. And it's also, it's been months since we've connected. So Shannon, Nermeen, Laura, it's just so great to be here together as a group again. And I just want to acknowledge Laura and I for taking this on and for taking it on together. I have been such a lone wolf myself, self-employed my whole life, coaching since 1997, doing it my way. And I like this better, Laura. It feels so good to have somebody who has my back and for me to have somebody's back and that we get to do it together. I'm just kind of laughing at myself that, you know, I didn't know that about me so much. So I want to acknowledge us for doing that, and then I want to acknowledge you, Terry, Shannon, and Nermeen, Shannon, who's already gone off with her grandbaby, for showing up and playing with us, because that just makes it that much more meaningful. And I think this topic is amazingly important. So I'm just happy this is what we got to do today.
All right. Well, so, thank you.
Yeah. Laura, anything else on your end before we formally close for today?
I would like to give us all a cheer. Hip, hip, hooray.
Yay!
The first one is always the hardest. So,
and we did it.
Awesome.
We did it.
It was awesome. Thank
okay,
you.
Good.
Our intention and plan is to do one every 2 weeks, and we'll leave it at this time until we see there's something else to do. And if you guys have input around that, we would be open to that as well. Anything else
yes.
from anybody else before we close today?
Yeah, just please email us if you have any suggestions, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Well, have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Weekend, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.